Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Santa Margarita, California, Madison, Wisconsin, to Lisbon, Portugal, to Helsinki, Finland, to Ankara, Turkey. We are the Tastemakers. Welcome, everybody, for a nice, I would say a warm Tuesday, but for once it's cold and gloomy and dreary out there. So welcome to the show. Hope you're enjoying your day so far, and here we go.
It's a real downer of a day, to be honest with you, man. I mean, over the week we had 90 still. It was sunny, blue skies, beautiful. And when it gets dreary and overcast like this, and what is it, about 70 right now?
No, I don't even think it's 70, Mark.
But you know what? I got to say, I heard overnight that they had 2 feet of snow, I think, in Minneapolis. So
yeah.
I guess when you think of it that way, that they got snow over there and we still have just dreary today, we're looking pretty good.
And one of our clients and big-time listeners and former sponsor, hey, turn that down, buddy, Ranch Organics out there in
hell, where are they located?
I was thinking about that this morning. I couldn't think.
Steamboat Springs.
Company. Yeah, Debbie in Steamboat Springs. She sent us an email this morning, Mark, saying that it's
I saw that.
7 degrees and 4 inches of snow.
Is that amazing?
Like
isn't
you
it?
Said, we had 90 degrees over the weekend here. Today it's cold, gleary, and dreary. Dreary, and it's snowing in the Midwest and so forth. So does this have to do with global warming or what?
I got news for you, pal. Since the day, the dawn of the dinosaurs, there's been global warming.
Wow.
So there's no new global warming as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Right? It's just crazy. But I like it.
This?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't like it being dreary, but I like it being cold. I had 90 over the weekend.
Yeah. Oy vey. That's fine. It's not triple digits. I am fine with that.
Oh, so you're okay over the weekend when
yeah.
it was like
Oh,
a
very
90?
Comfortable.
Oh, no. I'm
very
over
it. Comfortable.
I want to break out the sweaters, the scarves, and even my new
I can break it out when
got.
It's not dreary, though, too. You know?
Oh, no. I don't like the dreary. I was just saying I like the cold.
Mm.
But how about that snow in the Minnesota area?
In the Minnesota, yeah. That's this is
how's
why.
How's the weather in Chicago?
Let me check real quick.
Yeah, check real
this
quick.
This is why when I'm driving down Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic and it's driving me nuts and I'm thinking to myself, this is crazy. I can't take it anymore. I realize this is why. Because of the snow they've got in Minneapolis, the snow they've gotten what's that? Not Beaver Creek. It's a Steamboat Springs.
Steamboat Springs.
Right. Everybody wakes up. They get that weather. They got to shovel the snow. And then they say, you know what, Marge? Pack up the kids. We're moving to L.A. And that's why we have the traffic. But when I see the news about the snow they've got there in Minneapolis, and I look to myself and I say, if this is what the price I've got to pay not to have that snow, so what in tarnation is that now?
The heck is that? And that's crazy because I turned the sound off.
Well, turn it off, pal. It's very unprofessional on your part.
Gee, when
it crystals. So it's going to be 70 today here, it says.
Yeah.
So this is 70 today and then 78 on Saturday, 81 on Sunday. So all is looking good as we're in the middle of April, in the middle of November here. You know?
Well, I just hope in 2 weeks when it's Thanksgiving, Mark, it's a nice, beautiful day because we're eating
it
outside.
It always is.
Well,
and we always
I think last year we had to eat inside. By the way, everybody, we always celebrate Thanksgiving at the Matt Harris household, and we like to eat outside. But I think last year we were eating inside. It was either cold or wet, wasn't it?
You know, I don't even remember, come to think of it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It certainly is. Well, we got our usual happy birthdays to start the day off.
Oh, great.
With
I hope we got some good ones.
Got some big names here.
Oh, good, good.
Got some big names here. We're going to start out with Leo. And that's for you, though, for those of you who don't know, that's DiCaprio.
Nice.
How many candles on his birthday cake today?
40.
Very close, as you usually are, 39.
Oh, my gosh.
39. I wonder what he's doing to celebrate his day today.
You know, I don't think these guys make a big deal about it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. I don't think men make a big deal about it. Women might, possibly. But as far as I go, birthdays are no big deal.
Certainly. Demi Moore. Demi. Is it Demi or Demi?
I think I think it's debatable.
I think it used to be Demi, but now I think it's Demi.
Yeah, I'd say she's 46. 51, pal.
Yeah, very close. 51, very close.
Victor Cruz, football player.
Victor Cruz, okay.
23 years old.
I get Victor Cruz and Victor Ortiz mixed up a lot.
Yeah.
He's how old?
He's 23. Mm. Mark Sanchez.
Former Trojan, who is
celebrating
now,
a victory.
Was with the Jets, and he's now in the Eagles.
Celebrating a huge victory last night, is turning 27 today.
Wow.
27, that's young.
Candles, huh?
That's young, 27.
That is young.
Yesterday he was 26.
But not as young as like during the World Series. Weren't there a couple of players that were like 21? Or Madison Baumgartner, how old is he? 24 or something?
25.
Okay.
25.
Yeah. That's pretty young, too. Yeah. He's got three World Championships, right?
Yeah, three World Series.
Yeah, it's a young person's world, pal. Yeah. It's a young person's
Stanley
world.
Tucci.
Oh, I like him.
Tucci. He's in our neighborhood. 53 today.
Yeah, great. He's in London right now.
He's got a new cookbook coming out.
Yeah, his second, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Calissa Flockhart. Can't recall the name of the
show.
She's
the one married to Kevin Bacon, right?
No. She's the one that's banging Harrison Ford.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. Yeah. What was the show that she was on?
Boy, I don't know.
Oh, there goes that yellow Ferrari again. It's coming around again.
Oh, beautiful.
It's got the top up, though, buddy. What do you think about that?
I don't.
Bright yellow, black top, and though it's a chilly day, it's 70, like Mark
just
said. But
again, he's got butt warmers in there, and that's small enough compartment where you put the heat in.
Let's see who's driving that thing.
Yeah.
And Sunday,
we're just, for our listeners around the world, we're looking out of our studio window.
He's making the turn right now. It's a slick car, but you've got to have the top down.
Did you hear it over here?
Yeah, great. I couldn't make it out.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we were having breakfast at the Corner Bakery the other day, Carrie and myself, and it was early on Sunday. It was cold outside. It was about 65. And for us here in Southern California or Shangri-La, as Mark always says, 65 or 62, it's cold. But anyhow, a couple of convertibles rolled by, and the people had the tops down, windows down.
Oh, down, huh? Good,
yeah.
Good.
Anyhow, so Calissa Flockhart, back to her again. What was the show that she was
on? Seventh Heaven, maybe? Or
no, it was like on Fox. It was,
or the WB? Or the CW?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuzzy Zeller, the golfer. He's younger than I thought. Fuzzy Zeller.
67?
He's got his own vodka out. 62.
Okay.
And our buddy, Mark, our buddy and friend, Carson Kressley.
Oh, yes, Carson. Boy, what's he doing these days, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
44.
I mean, his show went off the air, like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Right?
He's like a stylist now, I think.
Okay.
And, well, we met
him. And he was one of the main celebrities for the Julep Ball.
Yeah. He sat at our table.
Derby.
He sat at our table. But at that point
he was the anchor, I think, too.
Yeah.
As far as celebrities go.
Yeah. I'm sure you were asking him, what is he doing?
No, I didn't. I never asked him that, no.
Okay, but he got a pretty good response.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
he's 44, but to answer your question, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's been 5 years since... What was his show? The Queer Eye for the...
Straight Folk.
Oh, didn't he do anything else?
There was some spinoff on that thing that he did, and that spinoff is that ended about 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, kudos to him. He's trying to keep relevant in some capacity, I'm sure.
I don't know. I have to Wikipedia or Google him.
Yeah,
now
actually,
you piqued my curiosity.
I think I will right now, which, by the way, we're just speaking of Wikipedia. We're talking, well, I'll get back to that in a minute. Let me just finish up these birthdays.
Yep.
Politician Barbara Boxer,
yeah,
celebrating 73 candles.
I think she
on
was just reelected last week.
Yeah, 73. Mark Summers.
Mark Summers, the guy that used to do the Food Network show?
Food Network, yeah.
Wow.
How old do you think he is?
I'd say 62.
No kidding. He is 62. But he didn't look that old to me.
I thought so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 62 today. So happy birthday, everybody, and enjoy your day, whatever it may be that you choose to do.
Lot to do. Life is short. Live it to its fullest.
This is what I'm saying,
Mark.
When we recently celebrated our birthday, and usually, like you mentioned earlier in the show today, birthdays come and go, and we don't have any need to celebrate
them. Well, not to celebrate. Don't make a big deal about saying, I want to have a party.
Oh, okay.
Go out there and do something. Sure.
Like I said to you, it's a celebration of life now.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up is a celebration of life. So from now on, I want to celebrate, not a big party, but just a celebrate, get together, and have a celebration of life. Because like you just said, every day you're waking up, it's a celebration.
Oh, also, let's throw another birthday in there. My brother-in-law, Mark Cohort.
Oh, Mark,
yeah, he's 59. 59 today.
He's 59, huh?
59.
Okay,
so
next year's the big one, huh?
Birthday 16? Greetings out there for him.
Actually, I said next year's the big one, but isn't 50 the big one, or is it 70
you know,
the big one?
I think 30 is big, and I think 50
big.
Yeah.
So at 60 is no big deal.
Because you've already been at 50, 60, really, that 10 years isn't going to make a difference.
So no big deal then.
Not really.
Yeah. And when we're just talking about Carson Kressley and trying to stay relevant, I was thinking about Joe Pesci. We attended a celebrity golf charity tournament yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll go into that more in the show. But Joe Pesci, who, by the way, is 71, and I don't think
71,
he looks that
old. Yeah.
But we were talking before we came in how – when we were there, we didn't show him. We didn't see him show up to the golf tournament. We don't know if he got there really late. But if you're invited to do something,
you got to attend. And I was trying to think, what was the last thing he did? And he's got a movie coming out.
Oh, really?
In 2015. But prior to that, Mark, the last thing he did was 2010.
Wow, 4 years ago.
And the first movie he ever did was in 1961.
61?
Yeah. Then he didn't do anything until 1969.
Because most people didn't see him or know of him until Goodfellas.
Right.
Right? Or was he in Mean Streets?
Oh, My Cousin Vinny was in the 80s, I think, wasn't it?
My Cousin Vinny was in before Goodfellas? Yeah, I think My Cousin Vinny may have been after Goodfellas, I think.
Well, you know, I'm kind of curious. I'm going to Wikipedia him and go over a couple things here because I'm very curious. Actually, his first movie was in 1961. Hmm. Yeah, 1961.
Wow.
And Hey, Let's Twist. Then he didn't do anything until 69. Hmm. Then he didn't do anything until 76. Then he did Raging Bull in 1980.
Wow, so he hasn't been he's been very picky with what he wants to do.
And then after Raging Bull, then it was 82,
82, 83. Okay, well, let's get back to the golf tournament.
Yeah.
It was the at the Lakeside Golf Club or Lakeside Country Club. I guess they go by two different names, which is on the Toluca Lake in Toluca Lake, California, which is outside
I get this really really quick though, Mark. He was on the Lucy Show in 1966.
Here's Lucy you're talking about then.
No, the Lucy Show.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. The Lucy Show.
Okay,
here's
the
Lucy
Show.
Was in 72.
This is great because I've never been to the Lakeside Country Club, which is right across the street from Warner Brothers Studio, right next to the Smokehouse, and it's right
on... The Smokehouse, kids, is a restaurant that's been in Burbank for over 50 years, by the way.
It's right on the Toluca Lake, which was fantastic. Very strict requirements. You can't wear shorts. You can't wear jeans. You have to have collared shirts. You know, it's members only.
No phones. No cell phones.
No cell phones.
On the course.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. So we've never been there, but it was great because we were invited to attend in this capacity. This was the Melanoma Research Foundation's third annual celebrity golf tournament hosted by Kevin Nealon. Celebrities and golf enthusiasts round up against melanoma. So we were invited to attend as press, which, you know, we're that unique uniquity that is both press and quasi-celebrities. This particular case, we attended as the press. And it's the Melanoma Research Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to raising critically needed funding to fight melanoma. So this is the third annual Celebrity Golf Classic. It was hosted by Kevin Nealon, so he invited a bunch of his golf enthusiasts and celebrity friends to attend this thing, which was pretty cool. He had a pretty good roster of celebrities that came. And if those of you who don't know Kevin Nealon, he was on basically he's famous for Saturday Night Live and then Weeds on Showtime, which is the show. I'm not sure if it's still on or not, but it was on for about 5 years. Ray Romano, which is another big name. Everybody knows him from Everybody Loves Raymond and Parenthood. I guess he's on Parenthood. I didn't know that because I never watched the show.
Is he on Parenthood currently or was he in the movie?
Credits saying Everybody Loves Raymond and Parenthood, so I don't know. Cheech
Marin,
half of Cheech and Chong. His buddy is on Dancing with the Stars now. Nancy Cartwright, the voice from The Simpsons. Now
we have some comments on all these people.
Right. Tom
yesterday.
Welling from Smallville. Joe Pesci, who didn't show.
We didn't show while we were there.
Yeah, Ron Perlman from Hellboy and Sons of Anarchy. Bruce McGill from The Cleveland Show and Animal House from 78. Larry the Cable Guy, I didn't see him show either. So maybe he came later.
Yeah.
Patrick Warburton, who everybody knows as Putty from the Seinfeld, which was great to meet him. Tom Dreesen, who I thought was the guy who was second in America's Got Talent a couple
right
years
there,
ago.
But that you remember from second from last year.
Because,
I mean, I watched the show too, but he came in second from a year ago. Jeez, I don't even remember who won this year.
Yeah.
Who did win?
Well, that's a good question,
okay.
too.
Back to the golf tournament, because it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Yeah, it was. And so that was basically the list of the celebrities who attended this thing, which is pretty cool. I mean,
let's talk about some of these celebrities.
All righty. Kevin Nealon was very friendly,
courteous.
Well,
that's his thing.
Very accommodating.
You know, it's his cause.
Yeah.
It's his tournament. Very friendly.
Yeah.
But let's talk about, let's say, Cheech. For instance,
yeah.
Now you're an invited celebrity guest to attend and golf for charity, a great cause, a great venue. They've got press there, paparazzi. They've got a media wall. They got a red carpet.
And they got nice coffee there.
Right.
Keurig.
Now, when you're invited to attend one of these things, isn't it like almost mandatory that you should walk the carpet? And it's a great cause, just like NBA coaches and Major League Baseball managers during games. it's under the contract. They have to talk to the media at one point in time, but it's evidently not under contract here. But isn't it the right thing to do? Don't you have to, especially because it's for like a great cause, don't you have to take photos for the press to show that you're at this event and you're there trying to raise money? I mean, don't you?
I would think so. I mean, here comes
Cheech Marin. He comes, and we like the guy. We like him. He comes around the backside, doesn't go to the red carpet. And
he came to me. I talked to him.
Yeah, we called him over though, Mark. He got his two boxes of golf balls. You called him over. He remembered us from a couple events that he's attended that we've hosted, but didn't they tried calling him to get to the red carpet, and he walked to the back entrance to start golfing.
Yeah, I guess maybe he was short on time. He knew he was already late. He wanted to get out to the golf course. I don't know. I thought it was strange. I didn't like it. But on another note, Patrick Warburton from Seinfeld was great. Everybody loved him. They only know him basically from Seinfeld. And also, he's got some other new show on right now, too. Rules of Engagement or one of those things.
Well, that's already off, though. That's already on.
It's something that's current,
TBS.
I think. Something that's running right now he's on.
Oh, okay. So Rules of Engagement was on
very
TBS.
Friendly and accommodating, so it was great to get pictures of him. Ray Romano came, and it looked like he didn't want to be there.
And not to mention, Mark, it didn't look like he just woke up, or he was wearing the same clothes he had on yesterday.
Yeah, I even had to question, wait a minute, is that Ray Romano?
Yeah.
He just looked
a
bum.
Unshaved. His hair
looked like a vagabond.
And the polo shirt that he was wearing, which wasn't a Ralph Lauren polo shirt, it was just like a plain wrap polo shirt, looked all wrinkled. His pants looked baggy.
Vagabond is the word I'm looking for.
And he had that look, and I guess he kind of always had this look on the show, Everybody Loves Raymond. You know, it was like, what am I doing here? Kind of like that one comedian, Martin Godfrey or whatever it was.
Gilbert Godfrey.
You know, he always said that whiny look on his face, kind of like,
dang.
Didn't Romano kind of have that look yesterday?
Yeah, he did.
And he looked like, but he did accommodate, and he was taking pictures with another celebrity.
Yeah.
Was that Patrick?
I don't know. Could have been.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. He just wasn't. Some of these people. Well, Ron Perlman also, he came, he didn't do the red carpet, did he?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
He would kind of like went right in, too.
Yeah.
Again, he was running late, I believe. So,
yeah, but he, I think just like Cheech, these guys didn't pull up like right in front of the red carpet where the valet was. They evidently parked their cars on their own and just kind of drifted in.
Yeah.
But
anyhow, our limited time there, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed meeting the celebrities. I really liked that Lakeside Country Club. It looked like, excuse me for a moment.
How about the... watch yourself. God bless.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
How about the men's room? They had those great pictures of...
Boy, the men's room looked like it was something out of a time capsule. Yeah, I mean, it looks like from the
40s. Nostalgic pictures of Bob Hope and...
Bing Crosby.
Boy, so I guess if Bob Hope was a member, he could literally walk there. We were probably right around the block from his place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. And but it was great. It, for a great cause, I hope they raise a lot of money. And we picked up a couple of Macanudo cigars, which was great.
You know, I didn't get the Macanudo, Mark. Mine were Punch.
Punch. I think Punch is a Macanudo, isn't it?
Okay.
I thought so. I thought the same thing, but I think it might be.
I didn't know, because I know we each got two. Yeah.
I love the little miniature, the container, the bag, was like which keeps it fresh, which is great, you know?
Yeah.
We
got the Robustos. We asked for one. She gave us two.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Looking forward to smoking them this weekend.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to make a point of going out and get some smokes for us.
Yeah, this weekend, by the way, we're off to Montgomery, Alabama.
Are we through talking about the...
well, no, but you mentioned that, so I just wanted to say that. But anyhow, this was
MRF,
great.
MRF, right?
Yeah.
MRF, it's the Melanoma Research Foundation. Did you mention that?
I did. Website for those who would like to donate at any given time is melanoma.org or 800-MRF. If you want to call them, 800-MRF-1290. And there's an urgent need to increase awareness and improve the diagnosis and treatment of melanoma. This is just one way. They come out here. They host this thing. Kevin Nealon is there to bring up the celebrity and get some attention to this thing. So it was a great day for all. We thank you for the invite, Tower PR and the Lakeside Country Club. Hopefully they can extend an invitation for us to become members.
Yeah. Did you happen to look at the melanoma fact sheet they gave out yesterday?
I did. It's quite astonishing, actually.
Urgent need to increase awareness and improve the diagnosis and treatment of melanoma. And it's the deadliest form of skin cancer, and skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the U.S. Every hour, every day, someone dies from melanoma. Wow, these are crazy. These are almost scary facts. But were people even taking these? Were they giving them to the celebrities? Or was this
for the press, for the media. And,
I hope that the celebrities that were golfing were aware of the cause, and they didn't
they are.
Come to golf and get a free lunch.
I'm sure they were.
But what a beautiful day to golf.
It was.
I mean, compared to the difference one day makes.
But remember, it started out cloudy yesterday, too, just like today. And then when we were leaving, 11:30-ish, then the sun was really coming out, and it was real nice. So also, it was great. It's also great to be recognized by other celebrities for our role on Storage Wars. Kurt Fowler, who is a character actor, he's across the board. He's a bunch of different things. Most people right now will probably recognize him and remember him from his recent appearance as CIA director Fowler on... Scandal. He got bumped off and wasted, but he approached us, which was great.
I saw him from afar staring at us, and I'm thinking, the way he was staring at us, I thought he was like looking past us. There was somebody back for us, and there wasn't. And then he approached us, and I'll be damned if he recognizes us from Storage Wars.
Not only recognized us, love us on Storage Wars.
Yeah, which is great to hear. I mean, the last time we had a celebrity recognize us, this is great. It was Jamie Foxx at the
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, so go figure, Jamie Foxx being a Storage Wars fan. I don't know if he is a fan, but he says he watches us all the time and he loves us. So to hear Kurt Fowler?
Yeah.
That's great. You know, did we get a picture with him?
You know, we didn't.
Should have got a picture with him. I always like having pictures with fans, and also should have got a picture with Robert Hayes. I know.
Oh, that's right, Robert Hayes, and he wasn't even on this list.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was like an add-on.
Yeah,
maybe he was replacing
Joe Mantegna.
Yeah. Because Joe Mantegna was supposed to go participate, which by the way,
he probably was filming Criminal Minds.
Yeah. But Robert Hayes, and speak of Robert Hayes.
He was very friendly,
back
very nice.
In the limelight because of his appearance in
Sharknado.
Sharknado 2, right?
Yep.
Sharknado 2, which was like a lot of celebrities. Didn't they have just a lot of celebrities in the
film? They sure
like
did. I mean, you know, Jed Hirsch was there for, he was driving the taxi, so you made the taxi connection. Robert Hayes was there, and he was a pilot, so that made the airplane connection.
He was the one that was flying the plane at the start, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he died. Did the plane crash?
No, it landed because remember, what's his face was on it?
Jed Hirsch, he was killed, right? The taxi driver.
Yeah.
He was killed, right?
Yeah.
But not while he was driving.
Right.
But that's right. Robert Hayes was. What did he say? That they didn't even want him to promote himself being on there?
Yeah, because they wanted it to be a surprise.
Wow.
Which was great. I like a surprise like that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a real nice guy, too.
Yeah. But so it was a good day yesterday. Good cause. Met some good celebrities. And hopefully we'll get an invite to become members of the Lakeside Golf Club.
Yeah, that's right. Have you checked out their website?
You know, I did. It's pretty simple. And there's not a lot of information there.
Yeah.
So we need to go deeper than that.
Great looking course.
Yeah. I'd love to go out there and hit some balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Great looking course.
Yep. So we're off to Montgomery, Alabama in just 2 days.
We are of all places,
judging
right?
the Miss Alabama USA pageant, so they've got a beautiful weekend set up for us. And we've got one free day, Friday.
The whole day.
During the day, yeah. And then our event starts on Friday evening.
Yeah.
So we're already packing it in. We're going to visit the Hank Williams Museum, which is going to be great, and which we can also see the actual Hank Williams death car is actually over there. It's the car that he had a heart attack in, and the backseat.
While he was driving?
No, he was in the backseat being driven around. So we have got a partnership with the Hank Williams Museum. They've invited us to come out as the tastemakers and do a piece for them. So I'm already getting a head start on it. Next week's show, we'll do a recap of the trip, but looking forward to the Hank Williams Museum and the Hank Williams death car Friday in downtown.
And we're also
going
to be attending the Confederacy Museum. Is that where you said the girls?
No, it's not the Confederate Museum. It's the Confederate White House. It was there. It was the home to the Confederacy for 2 months, and President Jefferson Davis before they up and moved it to Richmond.
Okay. Well, they do have a Confederacy Museum there as well. Yeah. So they got the White House, they got that, but they also have a Confederacy Museum. Where are the girls having their lunch? You said it at
the White House.
White House.
The Confederate White House.
That's an interesting spot, right? They're actually taking the girls out of
Well, they do that.
The
girls always do that. Any beauty pageant, they're always out and about doing the town, seeing the town.
Oh, I didn't see anything from Maryland.
Illinois.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see anything.
Didn't you see that clip before the show started? And all the girls were all doing this and doing that. Mm-hmm. Every pageant, they always get around.
Well, I saw when they were doing Miss Teen, when they were in Atlantis, I saw that. But Miss, you know, when they showed that.
All beauty pageants, they're there. They're always getting out doing
Miss
things.
Miss USA, you always see that. Miss University, all that. But the local ones, Miss Illinois, I don't remember seeing them around town in Chicago.
All the regional ones.
Or Maryland. Don't recall seeing any of that.
That's what I'm here for, Homer.
Okay.
All the regionals.
Well, that's good. So they'll be having lunch at the White House.
At the Confederate White House. Yeah.
Wow!
So
it'll be cold.
And then we've got a packed weekend judging. I mean, they've got us busy.
Usually, it's a 3-day thing: Maryland, Illinois, L.A., or Los Angeles, or California. Usually, a 3-day affair. But for Alabama, it's 2 days.
2 days.
It's Friday
packed,
and Saturday.
Packed salad because we come in Thursday night at 10:30. We're having a pickup, so we won't be at the hotel till maybe 11:15, 11:30. And then we could sleep in because, again, we don't have duties until 5 o'clock or so on
right,
Friday.
Right, so we have the whole day. So that must be what Paula was talking about, Mark, when she said, and this was before we got the schedule, actually, when she said you have a whole day to do, and I thought, we don't because we go straight to work on Friday, which we normally do.
Any idea how many girls? Because we're combining the Miss Teen and the Miss together.
Ah.
So, and because of the fact that we do have that whole day on Friday, I'm thinking maybe we only got like less than 100 combined.
Possibly.
You know, which is good. I like the smaller ones.
Yeah. But you know what surprises me? There's seven judges on each side, right?
Well, there's just seven judges altogether.
Oh,
we don't have because we're doing
right,
the,
we're
both things together. Yeah.
Oh, it's seven total.
I would think so. There's
so
not going to have 14.
And then somebody's writing with us, and I've got a feeling that Ryan, who's our liaison person with the pageant, I got a feeling he's going to be one of the judges too, because he was one of the judges for Miss California.
Probably not, though, Matt. Isn't he the son of the owner of the pageant?
Yeah,
and I think he's associated with the pageant.
Mm.
You can't have an association with him and be
right.
a judge.
That's right.
Yeah,
and he might be the one picking us up on Thursday.
Yeah, so. But so that should be it should be a good
except for the cold. It's supposed to dip down. I think Friday night dip down as low as 30.
That's okay. I'll be in my room at Friday night in my warm
30. Boy, that's a degree above the 20s. That is
that
cold.
It is good.
And we were freezing in Maryland 2 weeks ago when it was
40 something, right? Yeah,
yeah.
So that's good. We're looking forward to that. We'll be leaving again Thursday morning, coming back Sunday afternoon. So we've got a busy weekend there.
What time are we coming back on Sunday?
We land at 3:20, I believe.
Okay,
LAX. So
that's good. Do you know what time our flight is?
That's that.
So we don't have to get up early.
No, I think it's 11 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
okay,
all works out well. And hey, by the way, it's a season premiere of a Storage Wars tonight, eh?
How about
new
that?
New season starts.
How about that?
So we'll be watching it. We're not on tonight's episode, but
We wore on over the weekend, Mark.
Oh, yes, we wore.
We wore on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Great. A rare Saturday afternoon. A screening.
You know that's rare, but you know what else is also rare, Mark? Last Thursday, unfortunately, I had to attend a funeral of my wife's aunt, but in any event, at the what do you call it when you get together for a dinner or a drink?
Oh,
the meal afterwards. I was coming out of the restaurant myself, and I got recognized, and that usually doesn't happen.
Coming
it's
out yourself and you get recognized?
Yeah, coming out to the car in the parking lot. And
do tell.
Usually it doesn't happen. Well, it's happened a couple times for you and myself being alone. But, you know, it's like when we're together, we stand out more. But when you're alone, you know, it's hard. It's tough to get recognized.
Were you wearing your glasses, your sunglasses?
I had sunglasses on, and the guy says, hey, what are you doing out in Lancaster? You guys looking for any – and wait a minute. By the way, where's your brother? And I says, you know, believe it or not, we do travel alone sometimes. So
yeah.
that was a rare thing to get recognized alone. And just like a Saturday afternoon episode of us is a rarity.
Rarity,
as well.
Yes, indeed.
But
so we are. The season premiere starts tonight, so it should be interesting. I'm not sure what time it is. Is it 10 or 10, 9
I
or 10 o'clock?
I think the new episodes are 6 and 6:30.
Oh, okay. Well, that's East Coast feed again, Matt. That's,
yeah.
It's prime time, the show.
So 9 and 9:30.
Yeah,
we get
it
at 6 and 6:30. But what follows it? Because it would be followed.
They're probably running two episodes, right?
Yeah, but then what follows? Then they continue on for an evening of, yeah.
Okay.
A whole evening. What did I see? A preview for something on A&E, which shows Storage Wars. I saw a preview the other day for something on A&E that looked similar to Duck Dynasty. It was called. Have you seen any previews coming up similar to Duck Dynasty?
No.
What was it called? Like Hunters, something very similar.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, last week we gave away two tickets for the big bus tour of Washington, D.C., or we offered it to two any listeners. We were
sending an email.
We've got a winner here, and it's a great tour. It's the big bus tour of Washington, D.C. You and I rode on it last week or 2 weeks ago. We were out
love,
there.
Love
so
it.
The big bus gave us a couple tickets to give out to some listeners. So congratulations, Benjamin Bailey of Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Benjamin Bailey? Boy, that's a hell of a name.
Benjamin Bailey of Chevy Chase, Maryland will be enjoying two tickets, or he'll be enjoying the big bus tour. So,
well, congratulations, Benjamin Bailey. Get out there and hope it'll be a little warmer for you than it was for us.
Yeah, but it's a great tour, and we enjoyed it, so I hope you enjoy it as well. And thanks for listening, Benjamin Bailey.
From Chevy Chase. We get
the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. Share the wealth and tell two people to tell two people to tell two people. Next thing you know, we'll have a million listeners. So keep it going.
So we got a listener in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Yeah, we do. We got listeners around the world, pal. Yeah, well, I know. I just tuned in that we had some crazy countries today. Turkey is that's
so. Fun. After we got done with our show last Tuesday, we were off to Beverly Hills. We had a lunch meeting with a possible business partner.
First off, the guy was 30 minutes late.
So we had the business meeting last week, and which was interesting. And then we ate at Villa Blanca, which is our favorite restaurant to eat in Beverly Hills, which is owned by the Vanderpumps from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fame, which was great. The pasta dish we had was fabulous. I mean, it was just amazing. So,
what's her husband's name? We saw him there.
Yeah.
Without the dog, because she had the dog. She never travels without that dog. Yeah. I thought it was like his dog.
Yeah. But anyhow, I didn't like him. The food's great. I mean, that's the only reason I go there, not to see them, but it was great. And then afterwards, we had friends that came in from
Edmonton. Actually, we met them in Edmonton.
Right.
They're from Fort John. Fort John's, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Which is way the hell north.
Celebrating Andrea's 50th birthday, and Craig Brooks did it in a big way. He came out here to the Beverly Hills Hotel, made arrangements with the TMZ bus tour to get the whole bus for themselves and to do the whole Hollywood Beverly Hills tour, and they
infused us into the whole thing. Which they planned on us being at Sprinkles Beverly Hills.
Which is cupcakes for those of you.
Which is cupcakes. And the TMZ van or a shuttle, whatever you want to call it, pulled up, and out come the Harris brothers with cupcakes. There was a little ripple in that plan. We got there
the cupcakes.
Little,
we got too late for the cupcakes.
I don't want to say we got there late because we were on time. They were early.
That's right. I'm not taking.
However, we still made it work. They went around the block, and then when they came back, we were standing out there and
surprised the heck out of them.
The TMZ van or shuttle rolled up with the cameras rolling.
Rolling right.
So we boarded
the TMZ bus,
and it was quite the surprise because Craig kept it all a secret for Andrea. In fact, she was under the belief that we were in Las Vegas for the day. So what a fantastic, joyful surprise for her, and she wouldn't stop talking about how happy she was and how excited. So we went on for the tour, which was about a two-hour tour.
It's not a tour because it took you to places.
It didn't take you to places like a Starlight tour where you'll see where celebrities live and what have you. This was like where celebrities are seen eating or where a certain celebrity died.
or they bought a car.
It was a weird tour. You didn't like it?
I didn't particularly like it. I didn't like the fact that you got a block away from Paramount Pictures, which is where everybody wants to go on the tour, and he turned up the street, and they passed on Paramount Pictures, which is the only studio still based in Hollywood.
And, you know, they could have also thrown in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yeah.
Isn't that where... A lot of people are buried, but I said the Sheik was on last night.
I watched it for 2 minutes, and I couldn't stand any more of it.
Isn't he buried there?
Probably, yeah.
Rudolph Valentino?
Well, yeah, everybody, yeah. You know.
Right, but I'm just saying it was Paramount. They could have done the Hollywood Cemetery because all those big – I mean, those are two huge things.
Yeah.
But we went up the street, Mark, so we could see the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, well, we could see that anywhere in Hollywood, really.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so we did the tour, and then after the tour, we got dropped off back at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is where the Brooks were staying, and they went on to enjoy the cocktail hour, I guess, and we had to make it back to headquarters to take care of some business before coming back out and taking them up on their invitation for us and our wives to join them for dinner at the Polo Lounge. Which,
fantastic.
If you've never been to the Beverly Hills Hotel, first and foremost, it's the best hotel in Hollywood or
that
in Beverly Hills.
We recommend it to them. Craig said, where should I stay?
Right.
We recommended.
The Beverly Hills Hotel. And that was fantastic.
Best.
And so anyhow, we were invited to come there for the Polo Lounge for dinner. So naturally, it was a wonderful
evening. We
invited
the wives too.
We brought the wives, and we had this nice big booth right in front of the evening entertainment, which I didn't even know that the Polo Lounge had
entertainment. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they're playing a guitar. They also had a piano.
I think it didn't fit.
The piano player did.
Piano
when he came later, but the guy with the guitar was...
Yeah, it didn't fit.
He was good, and Craig
But
Brooks
to have to start off a good meal, you got to have a good bread basket, and I think this was a fantastic bread basket, right? And then the guacamole and chips.
Yeah.
Now, was that something that comes too, or did they order that ahead of time? I mean, for like an appetizer or hors d'oeuvre?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or is that just their traditional?
I think it's a traditional thing.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's chips and thing. Guacamole.
And then when we got there, the front of the booth was a huge magnum of champagne,
oh,
which
great.
Was, I thought was a very classy way to start the dinner.
dinner. Yeah. You didn't have to order drinks. You didn't have to say, what would you want? It was a huge bottle of
sitting there
Magnum, yeah, which was fantastic.
And we started the evening with the champagne and the bread basket and the guacamole.
Again, Mark, like you said, you got to have a great bread basket, and this was one of the best.
Yeah.
I like. What do they call those things? They're kind of like tortilla chips.
I don't know.
I like that kind of
I do too.
Whatever it is, it's fantastic. It's
Spago's has that. They've got the different diddly-doos.
And then the guacamole came, and but it was good. I think I didn't know that, but I think that is a signature.
Could be, because then I'm going back to California Suite with Michael Caine in 78. He's at the Polo Lounge. He brings out the chips and salt, chips and guacamole.
I think I asked him, and I think the waiter, which he looked like his name was Fritz.
Yeah.
Or he looked like a mad scientist, didn't he?
Well, not really. He was bald.
Spectacles, and he looked like the crazy guy that was in Raiders of the Lost Ark, that German guy that fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
And then
I had the tortilla soup, which wasn't the best.
No, it was not.
You ordered the soup too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and Carrie split one. Then I also got the crab cakes, which were delicious.
So you guys got the soup and the crab cakes over there?
She got the soup and I got the crab cakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys weren't holding back.
Yeah. Well, then you
somebody
get,
picking
you
up the tab for you. You go all out.
No,
huh?
Well, I mean, you know, wow. What are we getting? You know, let's get some more appetizers. She said.
Wow.
You keep on forgetting. He was saying, "What do you guys have? Let's get some appetizers."
Wow.
So you had the soup, right?
I had the soup. Yeah, just myself, and it was okay.
She didn't have anything.
No, she didn't have anything. No.
Yeah. Got filled up with the.
Didn't order any extra drinks or anything either. Yeah. So yeah.
Gotcha.
Again.
Right.
So anyhow, then we ordered the salmon. No, the halibut. Yeah,
no,
we ordered
the halibut. Yeah, it was fantastic. The special of the day.
I thought it was fantastic.
It was unbelievable. We all, the four of us, let's see.
All four of us ordered the halibut.
Yeah, and Andrea ordered the filet mignon, and
which I thought was odd because you don't find women ordering the steaks that often.
Huh. What did Craig get?
He got the bigger steak.
Oh really?
Yeah, he got the big one, not the filet. He got the big.
Oh, he got
porterhouse or something. Yeah, it's like a platter of meat.
Yeah, but the special that we got was the halibut.
Halibut,
And it was over a bit of risotto.
Right? Oh, risotto. That's
risotto
right.
Risotto with sliced or with grind up Parmesan and with peas. It was just man, I'm getting hungry.
It was about $50 a plate. So
The most expensive thing on the menu was $65, and I can't even recall what it was, but it's something I never even heard of.
Yeah.
But the meal was fantastic. The
meal was good.
The conversation was
And then we ended it with a cocktail, a Jameson's. Jameson's is whiskey or is that
Scotch? Scotch whiskey.
Yeah. So it was great. It was a great meal.
And they had
there.
Doubles. They always have doubles, they say.
Doubles.
Yeah, the singles for us. We were driving a long way.
Yeah, a long way.
They were guests of the hotel. So, boy, they had a hell of a trip. They're still posting pictures.
Yeah.
But
And the party, the birthday party continues, I guess. It's just been like a couple weeks.
I think they finally got back a couple days ago. Hey, how about that, Mark? I don't know if you caught this on Facebook, but they flew into Calgary, the Calgary airport, and they bumped into Jackie Hickson's friend.
Is that right? Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know where they hooked up.
And she says, hey, get this guy. Talk about Small World. I didn't recall them meeting them.
Yes, when we were at the after party.
That's
the
right.
After party after the after the.
So I'm thinking. Wait a minute. She's in Calgary, but they're flying.
Who approached who though?
Yeah.
Who saw each other first?
I don't know.
And approached and said, "Wait a minute. We know you from the Harrises."
You know, I don't know, but small world, right?
It is a small world. But that was a great evening with friends from Canada at the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel. So if you've never been to the Beverly Hills Hotel or the Polo Lounge, it's something you have to enjoy one special time, whether it be a birthday, an anniversary, a first date, whatever. It's a great place to go, and it's old Hollywood personified.
Fantastic.
So please enjoy it. Please enjoy it, yes.
Well, as we prepare to travel in the next 48 hours, almost to the T, we take off at 2 o'clock,
right,
so 48 hours.
Yes,
it seems like it gets crazier and crazier when they're boarding the plane. Two weeks ago, we know they got first class, they got the business class, then they have the platinum.
Emerald.
And 2 weeks ago, they had Ruby. I never heard Ruby before.
Yeah.
So by the time you get on board, you got first class, you got business class, you got the platinum, you got the emerald.
You got the presidential.
You got the presidential, and now you got the Ruby. So by the time you get on, if you don't have one of these special memberships, everybody's on board the plane except
there's
you.
There's no overhead space left to put your luggage.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think they've gone overboard a little bit on that?
Oh, no doubt about that. Traveling has become quite the nightmare.
And how about with the first class travel now? Not across the country, but if you're going international, or you're going to the Orient, or you're going to the Middle East now, they have all those super, like the 380s and the 787s.
Yeah.
Now they have almost, I think there's a new airline too, Mark, that's going to the Middle East called
Epithead.
They've got a 3-bedroom suite.
Amazing.
But now, if you're paying the $50,000 or whatever for this, actually I think it's $48,000.
Wow.
For this 3-bedroom suite, don't you want to just take a private charter? You know, it's probably $100,000 to get you there on a private plane, like a G5.
Yeah.
I mean, you could bring 5 people. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point in time, when you're paying, isn't there like the fine line? I mean, when is it that you're not going to pay the airline the big dollars and you're going to graduate to your own? And that if you don't own it, you get the G5. I think it's $100,000 to go to London. So at what point is it where you decide to go the G5 route?
Yeah.
I mean, $50,000. You got a 3-bedroom suite. I'd like to check that out.
Yeah, it's very nice. The thing about this, you don't want the flight to end, then you want to maximize and get your $40,000 worth of it.
When you're on the flight and you're looking through your airline magazine, it seems like half of it is all about the upgraded first class, the premium. So, I mean, all these airlines now have the beds, it seems like.
Well, because they know they can make that much more money off of it. Yeah. You have to go with it.
So the people that got the money, they're getting more, but the people that don't have the money, like the average Joe, your seat is shrinking. Didn't you just say you read something or you saw something in 60 Minutes about the shrinking seat?
No, I read an article.
Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal, yeah.
The shrinking seat.
Yeah.
Right?
It's terrible.
Yeah. And but talk about lucky. Coming back, the seat, it was a sold-out flight.
And a sold-out flight except the seat in between us was empty, which was fantastic.
What a difference does that make? I had the window. Mark had the aisle. And the seat in between, which, again, was tighter. It seems like I said, the seats are getting – and there's a new plane too. But the seats are still getting smaller. But with no seat taken in between the two of us, not a human being there, all of a sudden
it's like you're in first class almost.
Yeah. You could unbutton your jacket. You could
– Let your feet – you could stick your one leg out into the middle seat, the middle seat there.
It probably equates to maybe 3 or 4 inches because you're not putting your tush on the seat. You're just moving your elbow over a little bit. So you're really getting about 3 or 4 inches more to your space,
yeah,
and that makes all the difference. Because going, I thought it was tight. I was barbecuing. It was hot. My vent wasn't working properly, and then there was a girl next to us who was constantly texting. She was rather slim, but because she was there, it dug into my space.
Right, right. It was just fabulous. It was fabulous. When you get that extra space, it was just fantastic.
It's almost like I was flying first class.
Hey, so you know, one of the reasons we've got this show is always to promote different brands and products and services to participate. So, you know, any of our listeners, if you want to participate with Wow Creations gifting event, or if you want to be a sponsor, we are currently looking for a new sponsor on the show. Contact us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We always promote the brands that recently come on board, so we always love to hear from you. We'd love to promote your brand on the show, and we're always looking for new sponsors. So if this is something that you're interested in the form of marketing, please contact us. We'd love to have you guys involved. And hey, weren't we talking about somebody recently that we're going to have them on here as a guest on our show?
Yeah, who was that?
Yeah, we wanted to have somebody on here as a guest. We used to have guests when we first started, but because when we have a guest, the guest takes up 30 minutes of the show.
It's pretty short.
It's all about that person, and it takes away from all the other items that we have to talk about.
Who was that?
Wasn't it recently, right?
Yeah, it was recently at an event. And that wasn't Deb DeBerg, was it? No.
No.
And anyhow, Mark, let's talk about another event. We come back from Alabama on Monday, and then we travel again on Thursday, heading to Boca Raton, Florida, to attend the Chris Everett
Celebrity Tennis Charity event. Yeah.
Great cause.
Which benefits the Chris Everett Charities, which is chriseverett.org. So if you're interested in learning more about the event, attending the event, donating to the event, assisting with the event, go to chriseverett.org. It's a great event. This is the 25th year that they've had this thing.
Wow, quarter century.
Raises a lot of money for the charity. And it's a great cause.
I think she started the cause when she retired. So she's been retired for 25
years. 25 years,
wow.
Yeah. So we're happy to be involved.
Event, yeah.
Yeah, we're happy to be involved in the charity. Again, it's a week. It's the first thing starts a week from Friday because they've got cocktails the Friday night. And then Saturday morning is meet and greet, Chris, if you want to do that. That's
right.
Going to pay.
Is that the same place it was last year? I like that little tennis club.
That's the Boca Raton Resort and Club. So on Saturday morning is the meet and greet with Chris. Then Saturday afternoon.
And the celebrities, right? Are the celebrities just Chris?
Yeah, just meet and greet Chris, I think. No, actually, I guess you can meet everybody.
President John Lovitz was there last year.
And then Saturday afternoon at the Delray Tennis Club in Delray Beach, they've got tennis match is starting, so you can go to that. Saturday night is the big – oh, no, let's go back to Friday night. It's the cocktail reception at the Boca Raton Resort and Club. Saturday is the meet and greet with Chris and the other celebrities.
Wait a minute. The meet and greet's Friday. Yeah, meet and greet's Friday. The cocktail reception's Friday evening.
Yep.
And Saturday, they start with the tennis matches.
Okay.
Tennis matches on Saturday and Sunday, but they start on Saturday because I know the hospitality tent is open for both days. So they have, throughout the day, matches, but the big event is Sunday.
Saturday night is the big dinner.
Well, I'm talking about the tennis match.
Oh, the big tennis match. There is no big tennis match. They're
all
Saturday, the same thing.
They're the same as Sunday.
Yep. Saturday and Sunday tennis match. You're going
on. 2 days of nonstop. Okay, wonderful.
Yep. Yeah. So it's a great event. We're happy to be participating for the third year in a row.
Yeah, thank
it
you,
helps
man.
A great cause, chriseverett.org. Great charity, great event. We've got some great gift bags coming. We've got some great celebrities attending this thing. Timothy Oliphant's going to be there. Orta Coppi is going to be there. Her Grace, Her Royal Highness, Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York will be there. So you can't lose.
Go to the website. Some fun people.
And do your thing, folks. Do your thing.
Yeah. Okay. Get on the website.
Yeah.
Make it worthwhile.
Make it worthwhile. So there's a lot of stuff going on for the Harris Brothers. And then we're here local. We don't go anywhere else until January when we're doing the Sundance Film Festival. And we're judging Miss New York.
Think next week, Mark, we're starting to film our second episode of The World of Wow. Where we're
Harris Brothers. The Harris Brothers World of Wow continues filming next week. And so hopefully that...
A big shout out to Mark, our upcoming tie brand. We're partnering with a Canadian company called Handsome and Lace. Check out their website at handsomeandlace.ca. Wonderful ties, neckties, bow ties, ascots. Even they have, I think they have pocket squares and items for the women too, scarves for the women. So check out their website, and hopefully coming soon, our brand.
Do we have a name for that brand?
Well, we met with a gentleman last week. He did he like the idea about Tastemakers, or did he think we should have our own separate name?
Our own separate name. Get away from the Tastemakers.
Yeah, so I think we have a brand. I think the name that we like, Mark, was Carlton Cross.
Something like that, yeah.
So handsomeandlace.ca. Check out their website. Great stuff. We're very happy to say we got a partnership coming up with them, and it's a great way for us to showcase some of our style with people out there who want to look like us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's great. And if anybody else has any marketing ideas or sponsorship suggestions and want to align your brand, your product, your service with WOW Creations, the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag, the Twins of Swag, there's many ways you can do this.
You know what, Mark?
You can send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. You can also send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. You can also follow us, watch us, learn us, what's happening with us all the time. Facebook. We're big on Facebook. We've got a ton of friends. We want you to be a friend of us on Facebook. And that's facebook.com/WOW Creations. We're huge on that. Also on the Twitter. We've got two different Twitter accounts going on here. Our first original one, which is twitter.com/WOW Hollywood. And then we've also got another new Twitter account, which is the Kings of Swag on Twitter. So if you haven't already requested to be friends with us.
Kings of Swag at A&E, Mark.
A&E. Yeah. Okay. That's great. So do that. You can also follow us on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's huge. We must have gotten 500 new followers on LinkedIn in the last couple of weeks. So LinkedIn's a very professional way to social media. So go to LinkedIn.com.
Business Network.
It's fantastic. And believe it or not, folks, we're also on MySpace. MySpace.com. We're on Flickr.com. We're across the board. Any way you can go as far as social media, the Harris Brothers and WOW Creations is there. And also, if you haven't had a chance to visit our website, please do. WOWCreationsMedia.com.
And we also write a bi-monthly article with Fine Lifestyles Magazine where we talk about what we're currently doing, where we're traveling, style, fashion, pretty much like the show. And we just recently formed a new partnership with LA-based Focus Magazine. Haven't contributed as of yet, but that'll be coming up soon in the latter part of November or December. So Focus Magazine, Fine Lifestyles Magazine. And again, you could always catch us every Tuesday here at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time at www.latalkradio.com.
Yeah, it's the Tastemakers. And if you want your daily dose of the Harrises, my gosh, it's out there. As long as you've got a laptop, desktop, iPad, iPhone, Android,
smartphone,
Samsung, Galaxy, whatever the hell you got, you can follow us or you can watch us for your daily dose at www.firstrun.tv. Now, you go to this great website, which is run by our good buddy, our producer of our show, Gary Kleinman, and you go to the Tastemakers. Oh, no, you go to the... See, I'm mixing up our brands over here.
The world of wild. Yeah, we got to consolidate and just.
It's got to be just the one,
right? Isn't that was discussed at our meeting last week?
It's got to be the one,
okay.
Right?
Yeah,
so you can go there and you get your daily dose. It's firstrun.tv, and it's a fun 22-minute episode of us going around town, kind of like the old Huell Howser show on KCET, right?
Yeah. And so anyhow, we're going to be filming or finishing off our second episode next week.
Next week sometime. Yeah, so hopefully that'll come out
soon.
And
then also catch us on YouTube every Friday with a couple minutes with the Harris Brothers.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes that we got to load. I haven't been too...
Too busy.
That's what I mean, been too busy with loading a couple minutes with the Harris.
Every Friday on YouTube.
Somewhere on YouTube. Go to the Wild Creations channel on YouTube.
And see a couple minutes for the
Harris. And you'll
see
the couple minutes of the Harrises.
So we filmed last week, but it just hasn't been downloaded yet.
Yeah, we've
too
got
busy.
Last 2 weeks, we got something we haven't had posted
yet. We were supposed to have a cameraman following us around today.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah.
With a new sizzle reel that we're doing for us. So, wow.
Totally forgot about that. Too much going on. We need some young 22-year-old
intern, assistant,
go-getter to be following us around, taking notes, and just, I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah. So anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, kids around the world, thanks for listening to the Harris Brothers and the Tastemakers here on LATalkRadio.com. You can listen to us here again at the same channel 1 week from today, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And if you can't make it, again, just go to the website, LATalkRadio.com. And if you missed an episode, you just punch it in. You can catch all our episodes since we've been running this thing. So it's a great way to catch up with us and stay tuned with what's happening with us. So we thank our listeners. We thank our followers. Keep watching Storage Wars. Keep watching us on First Run TV. Keep listening to us on LA Talk Radio. Go out and buy Fine Lifestyles magazine. Read the articles that we post. Follow us on social media, and soon to be following us on Focus magazine or newspaper. What's that? Focus.
Just yeah. Focus. LA Zone. Yeah.
So thanks again, everybody. Have a smashing day.
Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.